This is John Walton, and you're listening to the Power Play Point Podcast with the Blue Liner on point and Anna Knox. Here's Wilson, and on the right circle, he scores!
Rebound loose, wild scramble in front, score!
Hello, welcome once again to the Power Play Point Podcast. This is your host, the Blue Liner on Point, speaking to you live from downtown Glen Burnie, Maryland. And yes, we're back, strange as it is, for another season of hockey. We knew we would be, just didn't know when. And with me, as always, once again, for another season, thankfully, is our wonderful teaching prodigy, the mermaid herself, live from Centerville, Virginia. She is Anna Knox.
Yes. Gosh, it does feel kind of weird to be kicking off the season in January, but I am honored to be back and looking forward to it.
So what's doing with you, mermaid? How's school been? Distance learning and all that?
I'm in a groove now, which I can say is much better than when this first started. But it's a little stressful. There are some things that you really wish you could teach in person, like math. And, had a couple of kiddos that just had some major breakdowns because things are just, too much. But I think that, like I said, we flipped the calendar, which is, for me, was a big kind of a relief. I knew it wasn't going to get, we weren't going to start January off fantastic, obviously, with last week's events, but I was ready to flip the calendar for myself personally and say, okay, I'm ready to go into 2021, prepared, ready, good to go. And yeah, so that's just kind of the attitude I'm having right now. But distance learning is it is definitely not my favorite.
You said flip the calendar. Okay, so
you hate the flip the calendar thing.
I don't hate that. I hate that it's a holiday. I mean, yeah, of course, I'm glad to get the day off, but I mean, it's the first day of the new year. We flip the whole calendar. We burn the old one. That's a holiday?
Well, I don't think I see where you're coming from because we have talked about this last couple of seasons and I'm always like, yay, new calendar, new year. And you're like, who cares? But I think for some people, it's a good, it gives them an opportunity to say, okay, this last year, maybe I didn't reach some of my goals, and turning the calendar January 1st, it's a new year. Some people get motivated by it. Some people don't. But yeah, it's a new year. I think honestly, people just get it off because everyone knows that they're going to be, they have like their employees out partying for New Year's Eve and everyone's going to call in sick. Kind of like the day after the Super Bowl.
I get that. Yeah, I do. And I mean, and
this year it's weird.
I also get that this year it's, way different because, everybody wants to put, 2020 behind and kick it in the behind and get rid of it for good. And yeah. I totally get that. And I just want to say something real quick here. For a while, I had a devil of a time getting back in the mood to be participating in hockey or anything normal. quote unquote normal. Yeah, I mean, I've gotten too used to this routine of being caught up in, you know, just being isolated and just keeping things at a distance and doing without. And then I realized, you know, life goes on, you know, because you can't look, it comes down to this. There's never been a virus, a disease, a condition, or anything that has developed in human history that has completely killed the human spirit. Right. And that's what it's all about. So as long as you can keep that going, then everything else can keep going. And that's really what it boils down to. So, we've got hockey back, maybe not really the way we want it. Not really, the full schedule, not where we're used to it, but it is something. And maybe somewhere down the road, maybe season after this, we'll have something back to what we're used to. But
I think anybody would be, you know, super naive or whatever if they said that they didn't have a low point since last March. I mean, because we, you know, like you said, we've never been through this. And there's a time where people want to kind of kumbaya and say, oh, but we're in it together. And it's like, but we're really not, because I can't see you and I can't hang out with you and I can't go hug you and I can't do this. But then I think that people, then you have to say, okay, but what can I do? And if it is Zoom, Skype, podcast, whatever it is, to keep in touch. Cause I think that was, for me, that was the most important thing, was at least hearing from friends or texting friends just to say like, hey, it's okay. We all have our hermit stages, you know, where I'm like, I don't want to talk to anybody to do anything. And then other times I'm like, I think I need to, you know, check in. So I think that, yes, we've been through this long enough that, you know, nothing surprises me with the amount of masks I see and all the, and I just got an email today saying that teachers in Fairfax County are, you know, due to get the vaccine soon. It's like, oh my God, you know, all these things. But it's like, for me, I'm just going to take the little, like 2021 is going to be all about the little joys. I love watching football. I am super happy that hockey is back. And is it going to be different? Yeah, absolutely. But you know what? It's still hockey. It's still our boys. And I'm still super pumped about seeing, you know, this team on the ice this week.
Yeah, absolutely. And I agree. I've seen a few of the scrimmages and I don't want to waste too much time with it, but everybody's been following the team. Everybody knows it by now, or you should by now, all the changes. Of course, new coach, Peter LaViolette, lots of new players on the team. Connor Sheary, of course, Zdeno Chara. Those are probably two of the biggest names I can come up. Justin Schultz. Decor is going to look way different this year with those two back there now. So, not a complete overhaul, but a fairly new look. I'm optimistic. I don't know if I like the whole messed up division scheduling thing. I get that for travel's sake and to cut down on costs and risk of infection. They're doing what they did in '95, which was split the schedule east west and not commingle that.
Right.
I mean, if you think of it, it's kind of like another, you know, strike lockout year, mm-hmm. but not really. Right. That's where we are. And the big thing for me was I can't remember. I wish I could remember who said it, in our group or some other group, but last year left a really bad taste in my mouth. It was like it felt like to me, and everybody can disagree, but it felt like to me the team wasn't trying their hardest. Maybe mm-hmm. they were trying, but just not their hardest. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we can blame whatever you want on it. But the thing that I want to see, at least in these, you know, first few games, and I think I've already caught glimpses of in the scrimmages, is a new attitude from this team.
Right.
And I think once they figure that out, the rest should fall into place. But this is, it's kind of desperate times, because this is probably the last year that the team will probably be a serious contender. At least for a while, because now let's face it, Ovechkin and Backstrom are not getting any younger. We certainly didn't get any younger with Zdeno Chara signing on, or with Lundqvist signing on, however short that was. Mm-hmm. We need to start getting younger, and we went in the sort of a different direction. But I'm hoping since we got some older veterans who are hungrier, maybe we got hungrier and not younger. But I don't know. There's going to be a time where, as the one sorcerer said in Doctor Strange, the bill comes due, and that meaning sooner or later. What?
I have no idea what that means.
You've never seen the Doctor Strange movie?
No.
Yeah. Well, he keeps saying the bill comes due, and that means there's a price to pay for living, for going on.
I'm just giving you a hard time. Of course I've seen it.
Okay.
I just wanted to see what would happen. Smart ass.
Anyway, mermaid trying to teach me another lesson here. Anyway. But that's the big thing for me is will this team be hungry? And I think Ken Sabrin and John Walton in the scrimmage kind of went over this with a couple of guys. And I think one of your favorites too, because he looked a little out of it. Vrana needs to step up and show some fire that he lacked clearly.
Absolutely. And when I think of, everyone was on that, Chara bandwagon and kind of thing. And I felt like, he's going to offer a maturity that the younger players will need. But what it really comes down to is, I want to look at, the caps from the last couple of years and the players that I would like to see either continue to do well or really step up their game. And Jacob Vrana is one of them. I don't know. Last year just seemed, we started off great and then it just was bad. And I love number 13. And I know the potential's there. So I don't know what got in his head. I don't know what was going on there. But I wanted to, just see something else and focus on somebody, other than just Alex Ovechkin or Chara and stuff like that. So he's definitely one that I think is going to prove himself, because we have seen that determined look in Jacob Vrana when he's on, if he misses a goal, then he is just completely obsessed with however many minutes are left, in the game to go out and get that goal. And we know the drive is there. We know the speed is there. Just getting into that whatever that mental block was, all right, new season, everything's weird, but he's one I'm absolutely pulling for. And I think we're going to see another successful time with Tommy, because I think he showed his maturity, which is great. And I think now it's going to be about leadership and, Shiri, why not? We now have, Penguins, former Penguin, former Bruin players that want to come to our team, that want to reach the cup, that are going to give it their all because they've got nothing to lose. Why wouldn't they? That it's time to kind of see what they can do. And I'm always, when it comes to the new players, I want to see you kind of have to prove it. I don't doubt that we'll see it, but I don't know. I'm looking forward to it. I think like you said, you know, new coach, new attitude, new vibe. You know, we had the loss with Holtby was rough, but we've had a time to kind of, it's not so raw anymore. You know, it was definitely hard when it first happened, and we have, you know, see all the tweets and see all the pictures and him in Toronto and on and on and on. But I think that, you know, we've accepted that and moved on. And now it's like, okay, let's look at the team that we have right now and really focus on, you know, supporting these guys. And I think my only concern is kind of that goalie situation. I think that's the only kind of hesitation I have going into the season. But I like who we have in the lineup.
Well, I going back a little ways, I actually liked the Connor Sheary signing a little bit. I think the we touched on this at the end of last year's playoffs. Mm-hmm. The bottom six lines were lacking a little something,
right?
And I think some of that getting, you know, signing him was got some of that back, I think, because he. Pardon me. He got brought up. He was brought up in the Penguin system, and he learned how to win. He learned how they played and how to win.
Yeah.
He's an underrated player. He's been stuck in the bouncing around Buffalo and for a while and not really getting a chance to make much for himself. But the fact of the matter is he knows how to win. He's an underrated player, and he's a below the radar type guy that you need that can punch in some goals, punch in some offense. And I think that was severely lacking last year. So I think that was a good pickup. As far as in goal, I don't know how far they're going to go with it, but I did also like, even though he's on the wrong side of 30 period. I did like the Craig Anderson pickup. I think,
yeah,
maybe just maybe he's got one good year left in him.
Well, if you think about, okay, so Craig Anderson is 39 years old,
right?
There is, and when I look at things, you know, you're looking at a team and people are like, oh, why would you have somebody, you know, who's 39 or, well, because he's just not going to have those rookie mistakes. He's been there, done that. He can have a good headspace going into the game. And I think he's going to offer, again, that maturity and that leadership to Sammy and Vanacek, or, you know, or I don't think Copley's on there anymore, but I think that, you know, they need that. And they would have had that, of course, we all said with Holtby, they would have had it with Lundqvist. But I think, you know, like, let's give Craig Anderson, let's give him a chance. I think that it's a good thing. I think that, like you said, you know, this could be his last year. He's 39. If he plays a couple of, who cares if he, what he plays in the game, if he can help these newer goalies, these younger goalies in off the ice and to get into that right, you know, headspace and build their confidence during practice or during, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah. And he's got a pretty good backstory too. And for those who might not be familiar, it was about a couple, three seasons ago, his wife developed esophageal cancer, I think it was. And he took brief leaves of absences to make sure she was getting treatment and all that. And then in between all that was the night where he stopped 30 some shots and got a shutout and earned the Masterton Trophy for, you know, perseverance, sportsmanship, and dedication to hockey. So, mm-hmm. You know, maybe not as much as, you know, as it was for Lundqvist, but still a guy that you want to root for and maybe you want to see win a Stanley Cup. So,
yeah.
And like you said, he does provide valuable experience, which now we're severely lacking in between. So that's, yeah. We'll see. But yeah, this is it's going to be very interesting the next few weeks how the team takes shape. I would not, for all Caps fans, don't expect this team to come storming out of the gate. Don't expect a 10-game winning streak right from the get-go. There's a lot of new faces. They're going to need some time to put everything together and gel. It's probably more realistic that they, for 7 to 10 games that they're batting about 500. So, I mean, that's not, I don't think that's too unrealistic, but just don't get all down right away. If, they're not winning every game right from the get-go, it's just not realistic right now. They're going to need some time.
Yeah. And I 100% agree. My big thing was, I don't want people to all of a sudden see the puck drop and get, all these fans and everybody who have been so excited to see it. And we all kind of need that outlet. And if it's, 56 games and it's the same, seven teams, eight teams, it's like, okay, we get it. But it's something that's better than nothing. And I will take it at this point. But what I don't want to see is blowing up on social media a comparison from last year, 2018, 2017, 20, like, that's what I don't want to see is, we're in this really kind of bizarre COVID time. I don't even know what to call it. It's almost like its own little apocalypse. And right now we just have to take with who we have on the ice, who is healthy, who we have faith in, and ride it out. And you're going to have losses, and you're going to have, fights and this and injuries. And you know what? This is sports. This is hockey. And I just don't want to, I will not engage in anyone that wants to start comparing last year and previous years to this year, because you just can't. So I agree with you. It's a, this is a couple of new kids, on the roster, and there's a bunch of vets and how they're going to pan out and new coach and everything else. So it's kind of like, all right, let's move forward 2021. Let's move forward with embracing the change and not stressing about, 2018. What happened in 2018, I should say.
Yeah, I totally get all that. And as far as last year, let the past die, but learn from it, that's the thing. It's going to be a recurring theme for me. So in 2018, like you said, yes, they tasted the air and the mountaintop and the thrill of victory and all that. And last year it was the exact opposite. They tasted bitter defeat, being curb stomped, as it were, in the first round. Right. All right. So I think as long as they carry that with them and remember all that, I think that will get them through. Remember what that was like, and let that fuel their desire a little more. I think we can expect some good things from this team.
I agree. So, and that's how I want to go into it. Clean slate.
Absolutely. And it's starting already, and there are other teams that are, facing misfortune of their own. Tampa Bay, for example, they have to face a whole season without, probably one of the best players, probably the net top three players. Absolutely. In the league, Nikita Kucherov. He's already on the shelf. So going to be a very, very interesting year. I expect a lot from a team coached by Peter Laviolette. I'm excited that he's running this team. I'm excited that Ovechkin gets another crack at it. I would really prefer that they figure out his contract, but all in good time, I guess.
Yeah. I'm just, I'm at that you know, whatever happens, happens, I will take it. But I think that when it comes to somebody like the Great Eight, you know, they would be, we know that he wants to stay in DC, and I think he, you know, he wants to retire as a Cap. And wouldn't that just be fantastic to say that we had seen his entire career here versus, you know, like the, you know, the last year he gets traded for something else. Like, no, no, no. You keep him here because he has proven himself and the team admires him, you know, the players, the coaches, everybody. So I don't want to talk about age considering, you know, I don't care how old he is or Chara. There's just that drive to want to get the Stanley Cup. And that's, to me, the most important thing. I mean, they know their bodies better than we do. They're going to be hurting. It's going to take longer to recover. But you know what? Their bottom line is they want Stanley Cup, and they're going to give their teammates and the city, you know, 110%, which I got nothing but respect for.
Yeah, I think that'll be the case for sure. And as long as they keep that fire burning within, frankly, I think Laviolette and his staff are very good at that. I think that'll go a long way. All right. So, the season in essence is going to start, this coming Wednesday, the 13th, the Caps don't play though. NHL season. Right. Yeah. That'll, curtain, opens on that, actually at 5:30 Eastern, on NBCSN, Penguins and Flyers are playing, but the Caps don't start their season until the next day. That's going to be 7 o'clock puck drop in Buffalo. And there is, as I mentioned, they're doing kind of a cockeyed schedule this year. They're kind of doing, I don't know how familiar everybody is listening with how they do things in American baseball, but usually they play a series of 2 to 4 games in the same town, and then they move on. And that's kind of how they're doing it this year. They're going to play a couple of games to cut down on travel in one city, and then move to another city. And it's going to be two different teams in that city, and so on and so forth. So Thursday and Friday they're going to play in Buffalo to open the season. Back-to-back games there, and then Sunday the 17th it starts up the. Their pair of games with Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh, Sunday the 17th. That's going to be a noon puck drop there. So that's your first three games. Buffalo, of course, hard to say what they're going to be like. Of course, they got Jack Eichel, but they're in the middle of a almost a decade long playoff drought. So hard to say what we're walking into there. We just never seemed to be any consistent against them. So I don't know what that's going to be like, but the first big test of course is going to be that pair of games against Pittsburgh. That's when you want to see everything start to come together. Mm-hmm. So that'll be Sunday the 17th and next Tuesday, the 19th. So that'll be, That covers the first four games, first couple series. To wrap things up here on a something of a personal note. Oh, before I just remember something else. But the scheduling of the podcast itself might change due to a family situation. Mm-hmm. I'll go more into that as the season wears on, but you might find that the podcast episodes will come out on a different date, perhaps later in the week, based on scheduling. But as we know
or Gil can accept 2021 with a new change and just let it go as is without editing. Ooh. That's a huge challenge. Huge.
No.
All right. Better put it out there.
No. Yeah. Any good podcaster worth his salt always puts in time in post-production. So yeah, sorry, but no.
I tried.
Anyway. basically that we might even have to change the recording date, but we'll see. We'll see how it works out. So, but before we wrap up the show, I just want to take time to personally thank the loyal listeners who bought the masks that were made by Mrs. Blue Lighter, the new championship masks. If I forget any names again, feel free to verbally kick me in the ass. But of course, yourself, Anna, you got one. Thank you. Fee McKinnon, Grant Green, who's a page, Capital Society, the all new Facebook page. I highly encourage visiting that, being a part of that.
Absolutely.
Chris Levesque, Ron Deal. Jen Passero, one of our new members. If that name sounds familiar, it should. She has the her son Troy is the big Garnet Hathaway fan.
Adorable. Yeah, I follow that.
Yep. And he's quite the hockey player himself. So I've seen. So
Hathaway's such a great guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking for a big year from him as well. I'm sure he'll bounce back. He'll provide some fire and a boot in the butt when it's needed.
Absolutely.
I'm sure he will, because he's just that type of guy. Oh geez, and this always happens to me. I'm blanking out. who bought masks? I'm looking over to the Mrs. B, and she's blanking out too. And she's the one that made them.
Kevin.
How could I forget Kevin Simmons? Yeah, he always the first one there. So yeah, he bought some. God bless you, Kevin.
Great.
Stuart Small, he was actually the very first one.
He did get one. Okay, good. Yeah, I knew he asked about it, but I wasn't sure if
he was actually the first to ask about it, and then it was Kevin.
Yeah, that's it. That's everybody.
Okay, and that's okay. So yeah, that was pretty much everybody, and we had to bump the price up because the fabric was a little bit more rare, but. It was a little bit
we all thank Jenny. Fantastic. And I love mine. And I got a compliment actually. I meant to tell you guys this, and I don't know how I forgot. Somebody in the store was like, "Great mask." I was like, "Oh, hey." You know, it seems to be the new compliment these days. Like, no one wants to say, like, "Oh, you have a great smile." It's like, "Hey, you got a really great mask." So, okay, but I was wearing Miss Jenny's Capitals mask. So, yeah. And I was like, "Oh, thanks." Yeah, cool. very cool.
There might be, I'm hoping I'm not teasing anybody here. There might be one or two more lying around if anybody listening is interested. But we used the Capitals fabric, the Stanley Cup championship fabric, the blue. And you can get them in the red trim or the blue trim if you'd like. But these are the COVID-19 fabric masks. They're very comfortable. I highly recommend them. Of course, you want to wear a mask to keep safe. Not going to lecture anybody here, but you want to do the right thing and, you know, wear the mask while you're in public and keep yourself and everybody else safe. Okay, so I think we've gone on long enough for something of a season preview. We're kind of rusty, as you can probably hear, but I promise you'll get better or something that resembles better once the season goes on.
Maybe.
Mermaid, did you have anything else you wanted to add?
I did not. No, I shouldn't say that. I will say this. I am super looking forward to this next season with you, Gil, and I think it'll be fun, and you know, let's go Caps, and I'm excited. I'm just gonna take, like we said, just the little victories, the little joys. We have to acknowledge and not, you know, get so overwhelmed with all the other things going on in the world.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it's that's going to be huge. Not letting all that stuff get you down. So, yeah. Glad you brought that up. So, all right. So for the Mermaid Ananox, I am overjoyed actually to bring you this podcast with her help and my wife's help and others for another cap season. Thank God hockey is back. Thank you all for listening once again. So for the Mermaid Ananox, this is the Blue Liner on Point signing off once again, first of 2021, and reminding you.
Oh, damn it. Okay.
That I once knew a teacher who was permanently cross-eyed. But she had just one problem. She could not control her pupils. Oh, you don't know how long I've been waiting for that.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, boy. There's like a whole list of things. You're like, oh, I got this one and this one and this one. All right. So that's your first one of 2021. Yay.
Yes, it is. all right. Hallelujah, and let's go Caps.
Go Caps.
This has been another episode of the Power Play Point Podcast. All episodes are available from Apple Podcasts, the Podbean app, blueliner77.podbean.com, and now available from Stitcher. Music by Joe McAllister, voiceover by Jeffrey Conkle.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Power Play Point Podcast. Thanks for listening.